We now have the story of David Ortiz, an elected state representative in Colorado. Parts of the state capitol building have been inaccessible to him, even though he holds that position. Ahead of a new legislative session, that is changing. Here's Benta Berkland of Colorado Public Radio.
Just a handful of legislative staff are working on the House floor as Democratic Representative David Ortiz enters the chamber.
Now, I'm very touched. I'm very humbled. I'm excited. I mean, this is groundbreaking.
Ortiz was elected in 2020, and he's Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair. But he's never been able to reach the speaker's podium because of its elevated platform. Today, that changes. Ortiz is checking out a new lift.
It looks amazing. I really think it goes with the aesthetic of the building.
Legislative staff say this is the first podium lift of this kind inside a state capitol, and it means Ortiz will be able to preside over the full chamber, something his fellow Democrats get to do all session. It's arguably the most prominent place in the House. It's where the majority party has the power to shape policy.
I love the misted glass. That way I don't feel like I'm being stared at. Although, like, I feel like someone should be playing the final countdown as I get lifted up or something.
Ortiz rolls his wheelchair onto the lift, and the staff who oversaw the project look on. In 15 seconds, he's out on the dais.
All right, coming up to the desk. Wow, look at that, legs fit right underneath. Who's ready? Do it.
He grabs the gavel.
That is loud up here. Awesome, guys. This is amazing. Thank you so much for making this a reality. I'm not emotional. This is amazing, y'all. This is a huge deal.
Earlier this year, legislative staff planned to physically carry Ortiz up to the podium in his wheelchair. But ultimately, Ortiz says he didn't want to take that approach.
There was a whole host of reasons I didn't want to get dropped. Imagine what that could have looked like. But mostly because I wanted them to do things the right way.
Ortiz survived a helicopter crash while serving with the Army in Afghanistan and became paralyzed from the waist down. He's worked since to highlight issues people living with disabilities face and says making Colorado's capital more accessible is about more than just his ability to do his job.
It's a huge privilege, but it's also symbolic to be able to see somebody with a disability up there now, whereas before we couldn't. So any, you know, little boy or girl that lives with a disability sees that, maybe they will consider running for office, and I would encourage them to, because being a caucus of one can get pretty lonely.
The podium lift is likely not the last modification to Colorado's House chamber. Other areas still need changes before Ortiz can go everywhere his fellow lawmakers already have access to. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.